Welcome to my Work From Home Ideas podcast. My name is Adrian Amparo, and the very first job we're going to be talking about is making gift baskets from home. Now, I chose this because out of all the different things, it seems this one was pretty easy to start. Now, essentially, what you're creating is a basket or some sort of bundle of themed goods, whether it's small toys, edible things, or even flowers, and putting them together and sending them off for a special occasion. Now, I chose this because it just seems so intuitive and rather easy. And if you don't have that creative spark in you to create something like this, there are plenty of books out there to help you get started with it. Now, this is obviously an in-person job. You can eventually make it an online business, but you have to really establish yourself first. And the way I would do it personally is I would create them on my own, send them off to friends, families who are celebrating a special occasion, maybe an anniversary, a wedding, graduation. And before I send them off, I would take a picture and perhaps put it on Facebook. That way people see, hey, Adrian is talented in this, and he does it. He's willing to do it. Maybe I should pay him to do something like that. Now, one of the benefits of this type of business is that the upfront costs are very minimal. You only buy what you need and when you need it. Now, eventually, of course, if you're getting really good at this and getting people calling you all the time, you might want to stock up, or you'll be spending your time going to the store every hour. So obviously, the better you get, the more you're going to be having to buy stuff. But if that's the case, then good job. But at the very beginning, just buy what you need. Now, here are the downsides or the challenges to having this business. It's you need to find people that have disposable income. Essentially, what you're creating is a gift that has a high value. So you need people that are interested in something like that, and not everybody is. If you can find people like that, then yes, you have a market for your business. Another thing is that it is seasonal. Obviously, people don't celebrate birthdays every day. Graduation's only in June or around that time. So there's going to be busy seasons and not so busy seasons. You just have to be ready for that. Another thing is that you might lack the creativity. And I guess, like I said earlier, you can go and get a book. And I do recommend Amazon for those things, or maybe a library if you want to do this completely cheap, which is fine because you're just starting out. Now, the upsides, obviously, are the costs. You don't have to spend much. I would say under 50 for your first basket. But before I go on, though, another downside is that you have to measure carefully how much time you're spending on a project compared to the amount of money you're getting in return. Because I would hate to work for 3 hours, make 10 bucks in profit, and come to realize I made $3.33 per hour. That is not good. So you want to keep that in mind when you're starting this. Okay. So besides the upside of costs, there are also, it's easy to learn. And again, you only buy what you need. Now, here's the interesting thing. If you really wanted to, if you wanted to make this your business, this is a type of business that can be expandable. You can create videos of yourself making these things and then posting them on Facebook. That way you can get yourself out there and known, and people will come to you for this information. You can create a blog. You can write about the type of occasion, put in pictures of what you're doing. And again, that can be set up for free, or if you want your own site, that's something that can be easily done. You can create a podcast if you have a microphone and a computer, or just some audio device that records quality audio. You can put these up on iTunes, or just put it up on your site so people can download them. Or you can even write a book and put it on Amazon through CreateSpace. Again, this could be for free. There's no charge for doing any of these things. So this is a business that you can do at home, but you can expand it and make it bigger than just you selling things. It could be you becoming the guru for this particular business. So anyways, I'm going to make it short here. Just thought I'd let you know this is one idea, making gift baskets. And if you want other ideas just like this, or perhaps even online ideas, you can go to my website at www.myworkfromhomeideas.org. Organized for you so you can make the best choice before you start working from home.